Starting this shit?
We're starting this shit.
All right.
I was going to say stuff. I don't know why I was going to censor myself. That's fucking dumb. Why start now?
Right.
So before we get started properly, by the way, it's not safe for work if you couldn't tell from the first sentence I said. We ask you to do a couple things. First, head on over to the Facebook page. That's facebook.com/comesnaturallypodcast. You can like the page, which would be super appreciated. You can share it, which would be even more appreciated. Even if you don't like it, do this. If you don't even want to feel like you want to like the page, just share it. And maybe one of your friends on Facebook will want to listen, and they can like the page. And that's just helping us out anyways. Besides that, we also would like some comments. Anybody at all want to comment? It'd be fantastic. We have a 17-minute response time, which means one of us, I'm not going to say who, one of us will respond to you within 17 minutes of your comment, or faster, depending on what it is and what we're doing. You're welcome. Thanks, analytics. Besides that, that's all you can really do on the Facebook page. But then, from there,
then
you can then head over to twitter.com/...
Twitter.com, at comesnaturalpod.
Yep, is the handle. And if you put that twitter.com/that without the at, you also get our Twitter page. But if you just go on Twitter and look for Comes Naturally Podcast, it will also show up. But you can follow us on there. We may not follow you back. It depends. You can also talk to us on there, and one of us will get back to you, most likely me. And I don't know the turn time on that because two people have ever talked to us through the Twitter page, and one of them is Mike, so that doesn't count.
Talks to himself.
Yep. And then from there, or not from there, but after that, you can head over to iTunes if you are a Apple user, and you can subscribe to the podcast, which means you get it automatically downloaded for free every Friday when it comes out.
What?
Oh my God. And you can also, you know, like, you can share that, you can rate us, you can review us, hopefully 5 stars and a glowing review, but if you don't want to, please don't. And then, yeah, that's about it. We are on other stuff. The whole Facebook chat thing, Messenger thing, still not working. So that'll eventually hit. I don't know when it's supposed to start working, but it doesn't matter.
Fair enough.
No one's commenting, hey, where's that? So, oh well, I just thought I'd get another way. And yeah, so on that note, we're going to start us up properly. So Comes Naturally, we are
Joe.
And I am Cody. Michael is again, not with us, today, but that's all right. Joe's enough for keep me entertained for a good hour or so.
I'm good. That's why I'm glad that's why I'm here. You know,
I'm just talking to myself. I'd be here for hours.
That's probably true.
With you, at least it's like a timer when to stop mouthing off. But yeah, so first things first, I posted this on the Facebook page yesterday.
Okay.
But we've been talking about it. Neil Blomkamp, Blomkamp, whatever his last name is. Uh-huh. Blomkamp, something like that, whatever it is. It's weird. I don't know how to say it. I'm dumb. He has released a teaser trailer for something called Oats Volume 1.
Which it seems like Oats is the new production company that he has. Volume 1 is the name of it.
Yes, so Oats Studios is his production company that he's working with, I guess. I don't know if it's his or collaboration of him and some friends. Doesn't really matter because I don't know the details because it's not on the website. And whatever.
Yeah, their website is literally just enter your email address and we'll send you updates every once in a while.
Yep, and then click here for links to all the different social media places. The Twitters, the Instagrams, blah, blah, blah. So, and the YouTubes where I watched all this stuff. They have 4 videos to watch.
Which I did not know. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
I sent Joseph and Michael and, well, Taj too, the longer one, the actual teaser trailer for Oats Volume 1. So, if you guys are confused what we're talking about, Neil Blomkamp is the writer-director of 3 fantastic sci-fi movies, first being District 9, second being Elysium, and third being Chappie. He was supposed to do Alien 5, But that got shit canned, thanks to Ridley Scott being all megalomaniac and wanting to do it himself. Whatever.
Well,
cool.
Part of that was also the, from what I had read, the Fox deciding that they didn't want to
muddy the waters and stuff.
They didn't want to do Alien. They didn't want an Alien. They wanted Prometheus.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, which was really weird.
Yeah.
Even in one of the early scripts for Prometheus, they had an actual classic alien, and Fox was like, no, don't do that.
Yeah. But we talked about that last week. So
we talked about that a lot.
Go listen to
that
episode. We're talking about Neil this episode for right now. We'll probably switch it up because my mind does not work that way. But he was online for that. He did a bunch of concept art for it, which you can find in the there's an art book out, which is that the one I bought you? Did
no.
I buy that one for you?
No.
Do I have that one? Is that in here?
You might have that one.
I think I bought it for myself.
The book that I have is like a behind the scenes type of thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, the concept art one is the one I have, which is probably in here somewhere. Who fucking knows in this goddamn place? Librarian would lose. If I brought a librarian here, she'd shoot herself. Him or her would shoot themselves.
Yeah.
Because it is. There's no rhyme and reason to any of this. Except my Blu-ray shelf. That's alphabetized.
And still everywhere.
Oh, yeah. No, they're yeah, there's not.
Different rooms.
Not all of them are in there. The one that's in my bedroom that has a majority of my Blu-rays is alphabetized. So, you're welcome. Because it's the most important one, because that's the one I used to go to all the time, but now I don't use them at all. Yeah. I cringe in the fact and buy them on digital if I don't order them that way, because, god damn, using disc is so
annoying.
2011. But anyways, so Neil was on the fast track, as they say. Not even fast track. Way back in 2013, before he started Chappie. To make his dream come true is make an Alien movie.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys don't know, I guess I should have said this earlier, who Neil Blomkamp is, he first grabbed the eye of Peter Jackson way back in the day when he used to make commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And during college, and he made some short films, all sci-fi stuff. But because of that, he grabbed the attention of Peter Jackson. Peter Jackson said, hey, I have this deal going right now where I am a little too busy at the moment making these Lord of the Rings flicks that no one's seen yet. But I have this deal going with Microsoft and at the time, I think it was Lionsgate, to make a Halo movie. How about you take your crazy sci-fi things and come on over here? And we gonna make this. Well, the budget started to balloon when they started looking at it to like $200 million. And then it was like $250 million. And it was like $300 million. And Lionsgate and Microsoft were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. no. And they shit-canned that. And then he made a little movie called District 9. And everyone's like, oh. See, we fucked up. Because he made this movie for like $9 million. And it grossed like 40-something million, which is stupid.
God, it was. I would have thought it would have been even more. But you forget to mention that he did actually go on to direct some
yes.
Halo
yeah.
Vignettes, really.
Yep.
It was during the... Which Halo was it? Halo 2? 3?
3.
Halo 3. Many of you probably saw those live-action... commercials. Those were directed by Neil Blomkamp.
Yep. And then turned into a mini film.
Yep.
Later released on the YouTubes.
Yep.
They are fantastic. Believe it or not, made for like probably 13 cents to the dollar.
Budget for District 9 was $30 million. Box office, which I'm guessing is worldwide, was 210.8.
Yeah. The $9 million is the actual cost of the movie. The $30 million is like all the promo shit, and I think probably includes cast pay. But yeah, I mean, granted, like so. If
but
you go
still, like
full, the, $30 million.
What came out of that for $30 million?
And worldwide was how much? 400?
210.
Or 200?
210 million.
210 million. So basically, he made you know, a bunch of money and introduced the world to Charlton Copley.
Yeah.
Which you should be thanking us for anyway. Thanking him for anyways. Mm-hmm. Thanking us. Thanking him for, because he's a goddamn gem is amazing in everything he does, including A-Team. Because mm-hmm. A-Team was phenomenal, even though most people think it's garbage for some reason, or at least studios do.
It was such a good movie. I loved it.
Such a good movie. I digress.
And I would say one of the reasons was because of Charlton Copley. Like, everybody else, like, the casting in it was fantastic, but Charlton Copley just nailed it with Mad Dog Murdoch.
Yes. Faux show. What was I going to say? So he made District 9. It fucking blows up. He gets all sorts of offers. Not a single thing pans out. Nothing. And I don't know why. Probably because he wants freedom and control when most studios aren't going to give you that. Goes through, does a bunch of other random shit. I'm trying to find the list of all the stuff
that he was rumored to be doing.
Yeah. I was looking at it the other day when I was looking up all his shit. I can't find it now. It's not on Wikipedia. That just shows all of his other stuff.
Yeah.
There is something I wanted to look up, though. In 2007 is when he did Halo Landfall, which obviously, you know, didn't go anywhere. 2 years later, he releases District 9. But before he did Halo Landfall, what got the attention, I do believe it was Yellow, which I showed Joe earlier today.
Which was fantastic.
Which was a student film that he later then made into more, not full film, but it's a short film. That he then fleshed out and used for, like, you know, showing off people and stuff. That he worked with his writing partner, Terry Tatchell, I think is what his name is, who helped him do District 9 and then later on Chappie. If you go online, you can still find it called Alive in Joburg. That's what District 9 was based on. That was his first thing he ever did, and he did it pretty much solo. He directed to write it and did visual effects on it. And if you watch that, you'll understand where District 9 came from, because it's very, very similar.
Oddly enough, Charlton Copley also stars in this movie.
Yes, that's actually where they met.
Yep.
And then he's done commercials for Nike, for Citron. He did one for Gatorade. He got his start in the business in 1998 on one of Joe's favorite shows.
I did not know this.
Stargate SG-1.
Oh my God.
He was a 3D animator. Did a bunch of other stuff, bunch of random TV shows, movies, worked on Smallville, in 2001, and then started making, you know, stuff, out of what he made when he was in school, made Yellow, got seen by Peter Jackson. Peter Jackson then produced District 9 again, like I said. Trying to ease him into that, you know, like, hey, sorry, Halo didn't work out. It was TriStar was the one that I said earlier. District 9 was Lionsgate. I was wrong. TriStar, because it was Columbia Pictures, Sony. Hence the reason in Chappie, he uses PlayStation 4s to try to make a supercomputer, which is hilarious.
Right.
I mean, he made a lot of shit. There's something, though. Look up The Escape. I think I know what that one is. It was from 2016.
Okay.
It was a short film. See if you can pull it up on your internet machine while I'm looking at something else.
It's the one with Clive Owen. It's the BMW.
It's commercial. The BMW one. Okay, that's the one. Yeah. So if you haven't watched that one, by the way, the BMW
it's fantastic,
commercial.
Yeah.
It's a short film. It's fantastic. Is Dakota Fanning in that one too? Right.
I don't remember.
There's a girl in that one too. A young lady. I want to say it was her or someone else. I know she's in Volume 1, Oates Volume 1, but I don't remember what the other one was.
That does not look like Dakota Fanning.
No, let me see.
Let's see if I can get a better picture. Yeah, right there.
That's Dakota Fanning.
Sure?
Yep. She does not look like she used to, by the way. She is an adult now.
Well, I mean, just comparing what she looked like in the trailer for...
Volume 1.
Volume 1.
Yeah.
Doesn't even look like her.
Dakota Fanning. Internet searching.
Okay, I guess yeah.
Boom! Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, that is her. Okay.
Neil has a thing with working with people multiple times, which is, I mean, obviously is smart. Quentin Tarantino doesn't. He's like one of the most renowned guys who's ever. Wait, he's never directed more
John
stuff.
Bernthal was in that. Was in The Escape.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I'm super excited that he's in Oates also, along with Chartra Copley and Sigourney Weaver and Dakota Fanning and other people. There was someone else I noticed in it too, and I can't remember who it was now.
Well, here it says Dakota Fanning, John Bernthal, and Vera Farmiga.
I don't know what that is, but
obviously with Clive Owen.
Yeah.
Nope, that's all it says.
For the escape. I was talking about for Oates Volume 1.
Oh,
there was someone else, and I noticed it.
There were so many shots that were just like going by quick.
Yeah,
quick,
for
that
sure.
I was like, I don't like. Is that Chartra Copley? Like, you can hear him, but not hear him.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and I totally missed the Sigourney Weaver part, even on the time that we went through around here, just because it was.
Oh, it's super fast. Yeah.
Yeah, super fast.
I guess we should finish explaining that. So Oates Studio is releasing something called Oates Volume 1. It is a collection of short films, at least one of them being directed by Neil himself. The other ones we do not know yet because we don't have all the details.
Mm-hmm.
Online it is stated that it's 5 short films that consist of anywhere between 5 and 40 minutes. Not the whole thing, individually. So, of those 5 films...
So, it literally could be just something that's like 5 minutes long, and it's done, and the next one is 10, 20 minutes long.
And then the next one could be up to 40 minutes. Yeah. So, that's what I read online. But all that detail came out in like 2016 or something. So, who knows what actually it is, and we don't even know technically where it's coming from. All rumors point to it streaming on Steam, which would be super fucking weird, but I will do it. So I will somehow get a hold of it, even if I have to watch it on my computer. I don't have Steam on this one anymore. I had Steam on this one, but took it off because I don't play games on it. Because at one point I was going to build a gaming computer. Super lazy.
Weren't we all?
Yeah. I built one before. It's sitting in the closet.
Yeah.
Which is like.
Then you're like, Xbox is so much more convenient.
Yeah, I don't have to upgrade every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Every game you buy, you have to upgrade something. New sound quality or new fucking graphics cards. Not anymore, though. Graphics cards last for a long time now. I mean, they do upgrade them every now and then, but not you don't need to with your stuff. I digress again. This is why Joe's here, to keep me on track.
Sorry, I'm watching the trailer again to see if it gives a list of the actors, and it did not.
Oh, it didn't give me shit. It is literally the teaser of teasers.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, hey, look at this stuff. Because if you watch it, and it's on the Facebook page if you head over there like I've begged you to do. It's on there, and you can watch it, and it literally looks like it's maybe 3 different films rolled into one.
But it's still pretty cohesive. It's weird. Like, the way they cut it together, you would still...
Seems like it's one big,
like it's
long
one
thing,
film.
Yeah.
Now, it's if they included the other
trailers. So the other trailers...
That would be weird.
One of them, the one where the dude shoots down the weird spaceship-looking thing, that one could easily
that
fit
one
in
could
too,
easily fit in.
Because the dude's in... You see the sniper in the ghillie suit-ish thing. He's wearing camo... With a helmet, and you see that in the longer trailer for Volume 1.
Yeah.
The other two are insane.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Air Force One, but it's like a C-180 like airship, you know, with all the different guns. And the front wheel is not wheels, it's tank treads.
Which is super weird.
Yeah, like, it's like, if you don't know what a C-180 is, World War II.
You're talking about like the AC-130 gunships?
Yeah, but there's the bigger one. The 180, right? It has the pod up front. Doesn't matter. It's a gunship. It's a giant plane that has guns all along the belly of it. C-130 is the one they used to use, like the Modern Warfare, you fly one,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Anyways, though, it's basically that, but Air Force One, and it's fucking hilarious because it's like this weird atrium thing on top with like what looks like plants, giant presidential seal inside. It's insane. And we all this detail, it's literally like 10 seconds long. So
you're literally just seeing it like roll a couple of feet on a tarmac.
Yeah, it's like taxiing.
And it's like, yeah, what did I just look at?
Fucking insane.
Yeah.
The next one is a motorcade, a presidential motorcade. And it's got a bunch of like the classic, you know, all white SUVs with some cars. And then this super wide, gaudy, goldish beast of a machine. It has like a Valkyrie on the front of it, and it just tearing through behind them again, like 10 seconds long. Makes absolutely no fucking sense.
Nope.
The third one is the one we're talking about with the guy with the machine, the big old mounted machine gun, shooting at something that you see looks like a alien-ish spacecraft that's flying around, hits it, and then it slams into the ground, crashes, and then a ghillie suited sniper pops his head up and looks back. I'm guessing at the gunner. Could just be edited that way.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the longer one, which has none of those things in it.
Nope.
Has a bunch of other stuff in it and is literally just Neil Blomkamp just whipping his alien dick around. That sounds worse than it actually does. That is a euphemism that we use here at the show all the time, saying, hey, I want to do something. Here's my dick. I'm going to flop it around for you like Joe does at Barnes & Noble. But there's elements from everything. Like, there's elements from, like, what looks to be Predator. There's elements from Alien. There's elements from Aliens. There's elements from fucking Full Metal Jacket. Like, it is insane. Yeah. And it's only, like, a minute 6 seconds or something.
Minute 10. Yeah.
Minute 10, whatever. It's got the Eiffel Tower covered in something.
Which is what's weird to me. I have that image pulled up right here. When I first watched this movie, or this trailer, I thought, well, that's just like a bunch of dead bodies hanging off. Because you can clearly see something hanging off that looks very much so like dead bodies. Now, I don't know what Cody's first impression was. After reading some stuff online, other people were saying, well, that's just overgrowth.
Of something.
Of something on the Eiffel Tower.
But like, there's parts of it falling off.
Yeah. And that's why I don't get. Like, I guess, obviously, we'd really have to see the movie. But it either way, it just looks creepy as hell.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's got classic Blomkamp aliens in it, you know, with the reverse knees and the insectoid-looking stuff, which is basically super racist if you think of what aliens might look like.
Well, these ones are more lizard-y, too, which is kind of weird. Like, the first time that I, again, saw this trailer, I thought more of, like, along the line of V.
Yeah.
You know, I was wondering if it'd be less something like that.
Less human within V, but yeah.
Yeah. Obviously more updated, but they were still like lizard people that were hiding as humans. Obviously, these are way more lizardy. But the thing that also got me about them is at one point, you can see it in the first part that you see them, of just the legs of an alien that's walking down this row of captured humans, is they have like this black goo that is
moving on them.
At first that I thought that was them, like they were somehow made up of this black goo, but after you do look at it closer, you can see that it's actually just moving on top of them. So it's like, what the fuck is going on?
It's so weird. And then later in the trailer you see what looks to be the same stuff in a giant moving orbish thing behind a guy who looks like has a fucked up face, trying to tell people, oh, they have a great plan for us, you should listen to them, while just shit's blowing up in the background. So that's pretty cool.
That hallway scene, I want to know what the hell is going on in that hallway scene.
I
want to
know all of it.
I know, but when I got done watching the trailer for the first time, it was like they end it with a dark hallway that has flickering lights going towards you. And it looked exactly like you would see in Alien.
Yep,
and
I'm telling you, man, he's just like, yo.
It seems like every time that he has a promise project, that when it falls through, he's just like, well, I'm going to go take that idea and go make my own movie. Because he really did do the same thing with Elysium and Halo.
Yep.
You know? And it was fantastic. Yep. And I can't wait to see this. And I want it out now.
Streaming soon. Streaming soon.
Cody, go be friends with Neil.
I'm trying, man. He doesn't fucking. He lives in British. Or he lives in, where is it? Vancouver? Yeah, Vancouver, British Columbia. Should send Amanda. I know Amanda. Amanda lives in Canada. Amanda, go find Neil.
Yeah.
I'll text you later. You have no idea what I'm talking about. Who's Neil? I don't know what you're talking about. That doesn't sound anything like her. I'm sorry. She's very smart. Yeah, I just really want to know more about this. I want to watch it, really.
And what era does it seem to take place in? Because
see,
the
I don't know.
Some of these scenes look very
World War
II-ish.
No, yeah, Vietnam-ish. Well, yeah, this one, especially when the guy's running and the shit's blowing up behind him.
Yeah,
very Vietnam-ish. Yeah, the gun the dude's shooting at that one video that's not part of that big long trailer. That gun looks Vietnam-ish, right?
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
But then you have the full on towards the end of the video here. I'm trying to find it again. Just the full on like military, more modern looking guys.
Yeah, it's like because like the gun that Dakota Fanning's holding looks very modern.
Very modern, like almost futuristic.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I should probably mute mine before I start. He can't sue me for this, right?
Ooh, probably. Maybe that's our contact with him.
Getting sued?
Yeah.
I'm gonna turn that down.
That's why I have it turned all the way off in mine. I'm just scanning through. Wow, geez.
I believe those are people.
Where?
Like, just on the Eiffel Tower. It's just like people stuck to it.
And that was my first impression. Just, like, the color, the way everything looks.
The shape looks like legs and arms. Like,
especially dangling off, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, whatever. It just looks like it is to me. And then there's, like, because there's things, like, birds are flying around. Like, they're pecking at the bot. I don't know, whatever.
Yes.
If the Eiffel Tower is covered in humans, I super want to see this fucking movie. There's this guy. There's, yeah, like the creepy leg creature here. He's walking away. All these people are just crying. He's got a crazy looking gun thing.
Yeah.
He's got the whole humanoidish legs, but like he has the extra ankle.
Yeah.
Where like the toes bend up like in, like, well, like a lizard, like Joe said. You have the little girl who looks terrified. She's staring at what looks to be this creature, which looks like the upper body of what we're just looking at.
A lizard, yeah.
And it's very, very lizardish with like the
whatever you
King
call
Cobra
those things,
thing
yeah.
behind him. And then you can see like the ooze like crawling all over him. And he makes that clicking noise, which is fucking terrible. Then Charlotte Copley, yeah, it's like Dakota Fanning's in this red hallway holding what looks to be a futuristic, I mean, modernish gun.
Somebody's seriously injured in the background.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. Like there's some shit going on.
Man, YouTube needs to have like a really more finite ability to scrub through videos.
Oh yeah, there's fucking terrible. It's like super dragging.
It'll show an image. Like I was trying to get a specific image.
You hit it and it's like, nope, that's not the image you had. Ha 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 ha.
But, oh crap, there it was. Yeah, it was the other one with this giant mass of whatever the hell that is. And yeah, the one human walking in between the two aliens.
Yes, this is very Vietnamish too. Like, this is like total Vietnamish.
Yeah,
like, that helicopter's Vietnamese. Their guns are M16s.
And their dress is very just olive drab. It's not.
Yeah, like, it's just like. That's a classic M16, right? Well, it's got a grenade launcher on it and everything.
But if you were to tell me that was like a Vietnam movie, I'd be like, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It looks the headset's a looks like it could be Vietnam era. He's got the weird angled flashlight thing attached to his face, which seems like super bad placing for it, but do I see him there? These guys totally look like zombies too. Like their eyes have the weird shine in them. They're just kind of stumbling around. Nobody seems to be really missing anything, but this one dude looks like he has blood on his arm. Very bizarre. These guys are all freaked out. Yeah, and then there's this guy walking down the wrecked-ass street, shouting about, they have a plan for us. And then, like, the two lizard guys next to him, which they're with their alien guns and that amorphous blob thing that's shifting around. He looks tore up, too. Like, his he doesn't have shoes on. His suit's all messed up. He's shouting off shit. This dude's all, oh, I didn't notice that. That gun just have the goo on it, too. And it flew onto the gun. See that shit?
Yeah, no, I was bumping through this one little scene right here.
Oh, look at him, he's yelling too. He's like, this guy looks like, well, it's crazy.
See if I can get this a little bit better.
It's easily burning bodies, right? That was a human skull, I think.
Yeah, with the thing that with the forearms.
Yeah.
This thing.
Yeah.
This is him firing the weapon.
Oh yeah, look at that shit.
Yeah, you saw that? It was super weird.
Yeah, those are bodies being burnt.
Yeah.
For totally. Sure.
Yeah, definitely the one in the background, yeah.
Yeah. But this one looks like a
little like more burnt.
Yeah, like way more burnt. And that like looks like, yeah, yelling. It's got forearms. Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, where was Sigourney Weaver? I keep missing that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
totally.
Totally
right there.
Weaver, yeah. And then this looks like Afghanistan-ish type area. God, why can I not fucking get that one little scene?
Because YouTube is awful.
Isn't the Cuban flag? Yeah. It's Queen Weaver.
Yeah, totally.
For sure. And she has a weird, like, I'm looking at this, now seeing it, like, a Doc Brown type, like, brain reading helmet with wires attached to, like,
she's got a
shit on it.
Pasta strainer on her head?
No, it's a little more advanced than that. But, like, I don't know what she's in, but these other vehicles look pretty modern-ish.
That's
flag
the Texas
is that?
Flag.
Is that Texas?
That's Texas.
What's the Cuban one? Is that has a triangle?
Cuban.
I don't fucking remember. Type in Cuban remember. Flag. Mm. And these are, like, easily modern-ish trucks. That looks like a Nissan, if not a Ford.
Yeah, it's a red triangle.
Oh, what the fuck is that thing?
That's that thing that was bursting through the doors when they're running down.
Shot to Copley. All jacked up.
It almost looks like that thing that they're running away from in the red hallway.
Yeah, just like, yeah, it's red in this one too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a great glimpse of it in this one.
No.
That looks like snow. This dude damn near got predatored.
But that's another point. Like, you have that scene looks totally like an installation in the middle of the Arctic or something.
Yeah.
And then you have Afghanistan looking place. And then you have literally like Cambodia.
Yeah. Cause then you have this guy, that alien one. He's definitely not in this jungle.
No.
Like, that is definitely not the jungle.
No.
You know what these aliens remind me of? Remember Masters of the Universe?
Yeah. That one was called. Yeah.
Yeah, totally looks like that. How YouTube, you suck fucking dick. Oh, God, I hate you so much. How am I supposed to freeze frame this stuff? Yeah, then it just, like, just chops, and then, like, them running through snow, and then Oats Studios. And that thing, like, looks like it's dying,
because
it looks all jacked up and tongues hanging out, all cray-cray.
Which, I wonder if that's part of the scene where you see the guy shoot down the plane, maybe?
Could be, yeah. It's hard to say. It's
Everything's hard to say about this thing.
Fucking madness is going on. That's all I know. So, yeah, go check that out if you haven't. And it's on the Facebook page. Otherwise, just go to YouTube and type in Oats Studios. That's Oats, OATS space Studios. You can get them all in there. There's four of them. It takes roughly about a minute and a half to watch all of them.
Or like 30 minutes if you keep watching it like we probably did.
It takes about a minute and a half if you watch them once each.
Yes.
Or days on end if you're like us. So I highly recommend it. It's super exciting. We don't know anything else about it. So, yeah. Neil, contact
us. The sad thing about this is that he's literally, at least from a tweet that he did 5 years ago. What was it? 10 years ago? What'd you do?
I just refreshed the page.
And it went to Cine...
Went to coming... I was on comingsoon.net. refresh to see if there's any new stuff coming on. AMC opens writers' rooms for Nosferatu.
Holy shit. Are we going to get the Joe Hill?
Yeah.
Dope.
NOS4A2, Nosferatu. The three potential series being developed by AMC.
I hope they release that around Christmas time.
I literally just filled the cup.
Oh, yeah, I saw you.
Oh, my God. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, he's executive producing it.
Well, I would hope so. Speaking of Joe Hill, it was funny. I finished that Neil Gaiman book, Ocean at the End of the Lane.
Yeah.
Fantastic book, by the way, but he always has like a bunch of stuff at the end of the book, whether it be like, you know, an excerpt from another book or whatnot. This one he had an interview that he did. Joe Hill was the interviewer.
Nice.
I was like, that's so weird. That's cool. Didn't read it. Because it was a lot of questions that he had. But it was
true.
Really cool.
Let's
see. Did they give any idea of like a release time or date or whatnot?
It says, and I quote, Jamie O'Brien, executive producer, an AMC Studios in Torrent co-production?
I don't know.
Based on the novel Nosferatu by Joe Hill, who's also executive producer. Description, Victoria McQueen, I'm not going to read the whole thing because that just ruins it. Nope, does not say anything. Just opening the writer's room for the following projects to be developed. So we're on the front end of it.
Oh, we're literally just on the beginning. Like, hey, we have this idea. It's not fleshed. I mean, obviously we have the book, but
yeah, Jamie O'Brien is the person behind Hell on Wheels and Fear of the Walking Dead.
Hmm,
it's very interesting.
Yeah.
So they have three shows they're working on, or are going to be working in this development phase. It's Nosferatu, something called Pandora, and Silent History. They all have descriptions. You can read them. They're online now. I did just find this little fun story that I wanted to read. Nine trilogies that will sadly never be completed. Hellboy is one of them. We all know that's not going to be completed.
Right. It is being rebooted, though.
Yes, it is. Amazing Spider-Man.
Well, yeah, duh.
Duh. National Treasure.
Was that meant for another movie?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they did set it up.
Three,
yeah.
Tron.
Yeah, bad box office, yeah.
Yep. Kick-Ass.
Again, that was meant for a third one?
Yeah.
Like the
Well, they wrote a third book, too.
Right, but I mean, they ended the last one pretty well with him.
No, because he didn't really die.
No, but he was in the hospital pretty badly beat up.
Yeah,
for the movies, I would say that's a decent place.
In the books, they didn't give a fuck. He fell into a goddamn shark tank.
Yeah.
So, you can go kiss my ass. Then you have 28 days / 28 months later, which 28 months later is supposed to be the third one. It was 28 days, 28 weeks, and then 28 months later. That one was the third one. Ghostbusters, as we know, that's never going to fucking happen.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four.
Which one?
The first set of movies.
Yeah.
With Chris Evans. Kill Bill. Seems like that's never going to happen, though.
Well, yeah, he totally gave up.
He's
he gave up filmmaking, and then he came back, and now he's kind
of... Oh, Chinatown. I didn't think about that. That's a good call. I wonder if that's actually a thing. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. I never thought that was going to be a sequel, a third one. That's cool. And then, of course, the Millennial Trilogy, which started with The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Technically a remake of the Swedish films. It actually had all three films made.
What happened to that? Because, I mean, we obviously saw it. It was a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
I mean, did it just not do well in theaters?
It's the thing is, like, it had a budget of $90 million, and it pulled in $223 million.
Usually, once you make more than...
If you double it, you usually have it going through, and then it just,
sequel,
like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they wrote a script for the second one. Craig and Fincher wanted to come back, and then just boom. And then now they're jumping to make the third book, but with a completely different everybody. Super weird.
That's super stupid.
Yeah, it's Sony. Who fucking cares? Tim Burton's Batman. Was originally his was called Batman Forever. And I got shit canned because he got busy. The Dark Materials.
What's that?
It's the Golden Compass books.
So oh, it's called, it's, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, that was... It was weird because, like, that was like, hey, it's going to be huge. And then, like, it just, like, floundered at the box office.
I think part of it is because the writer himself was kind of out there. I can't remember.
Oh, for sure, yeah. It's a super weird concept.
But taking the movie as it is, I actually thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too.
It was really fantastic. And I was looking forward to seeing Daniel Craig in it more. I mean, in this first movie, he was just a more of a bit part with the plans of him being a bigger part. Yeah. Is that Home Alone?
Yeah, this is a different article.
Oh.
Insane video game adaptations of famous movies.
Oh, the Home Alone one was awful.
Yeah, it's terrible. Terrible. There's two things video games and movies can never do well, and those are games based on, or movies based on games and games based on movies.
Yeah.
Like, I challenge anybody to give me one, either way, either direction, that was any good.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's fucking tough.
I want to say there was one that was actually pretty good. But while I think of that, did you hear that they're rebooting the
Resident Evil? Yeah.
With movies?
With James Jan, or what's his name? What's the guy from Fast and Furious?
I don't know. But they're already planning for 6 movies?
Yeah. Ugh. But they did say they want to go towards source material.
Yeah, but you know how they are with that.
I agree, sir. So, yeah. So, Nosferatu TV show, fuck yes.
I'm definitely down for that.
I will send my money in now.
Right? Where's the P.O. box?
P.O. box, my apartment. I think it's really... 42 minutes. We got way more time. We have yet to see Wonder Woman. By the time you hear this, we have seen it, but we can't record that, so...
Right.
We'll record 2 endings. One, me saying, it was fantastic. No one's saying, God damn it. And I'll edit which one is the winner. Just kidding. I'm not going to do that. That's way too much work.
Yeah, right. We don't do editing.
Not unless I'm fucking forced to. I think that's really it. Tom Holland was cast as young Nathan Drake in the Uncharted movie.
Who have they gotten to actually play Nathan Drake,
though?
They
don't have it yet.
Which, I mean, leads me to believe, what, are they going to film the younger parts first, and then they're just gonna...
I say we film it now as him younger, and then in 10 or 15 years go back and film the rest of it as him as an adult, and that way he can play both parts. Play the long game, yo.
It'd definitely be interesting.
Yep. I'm trying to see. He said some about... The news thing says Tom Holland reveals his pick for Sully. And if you don't know about Uncharted, A, I feel sorry for you.
Even I know, and I've never owned a PlayStation.
Yeah. Trying to look in this real quick to see who he wants to play Sully.
But I have beat the first one in one sitting. That's how good it actually was.
Second one was phenomenal, too.
Did I play the second? I think I did play through the second one as
second
well.
Second one has Yetis in it.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
That level is fucking dope.
Played through that one in one sitting as well. Yeah.
Third one you cannot do that with.
Well, I mean,
because it makes me want to punch babies. How terrible it was!
I just threw it on easy because I knew I'd be just playing it.
You were borrowing it from somebody, weren't you? Did you borrow? No, you didn't borrow that from me because I didn't give you my PlayStation.
No, my brother.
Oh, gotcha. I was like, I didn't let you.
He's the one that had the PlayStation. When he bought it, he got the Nathan Drake
collection. Yeah.
Well, not collection because it didn't include 3. I think 3.
No, the collection was 1 and 2.
1 and 2.
The,
yeah,
the
3 hadn't come out yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in one sitting, I just played through the first one and then played through the second one, just threw it on easy and just had a fun time with it.
I'll give you a dark little secret of mine. I bought 4 and haven't played it yet.
Somehow I don't think that's a dark little secret. I'm pretty sure I could throw a stone and find an unopened copy of an Xbox game somewhere. And hit.
Not in here, you can't. I guarantee you cannot in here.
You don't know how hard I can throw a stone.
Nope.
Right through that wall.
Guarantee you hurt my TV and you're going to fucking pay.
Yeah, you probably are right. There is no Xbox games in here.
No, there's no games in here. Well, I mean, not properly. There's some games in the closet, but they're not Xbox games. All my Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and shit are in there.
Nice.
I don't know where it's at in here. It doesn't matter. Because he wants it doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, right? I don't even know who I would want. That's a kind of a...
To play Sully?
Yeah, it's kind of a hard character to...
Yeah, like it's just a... And you'd be somebody.
He needs to be older because obviously throughout... Well, I mean, except for the young...
He's still
parts.
Older, though. He's like...
He's still older, but...
He's an older man, but not like old man.
Ooh, Liam Neeson.
Yeah, Liam Neeson can do it, sure. For sures.
Because thinking about what he looked like in the A-Team with the gray hair and whatnot,
yep.
He could definitely play the older Sully.
You can young him up, too. You don't have to do that too much either. Yeah. There are a lot of rumors going around that like both Jake Gyllenhaal and Chris Pratt are up for the role of Nathan Drake. So, it'd be interesting.
I'd take Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt is just too fucking busy.
Definitely.
I think that's all the stuff with the thing. Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout officially has opened at Disneyland Resort and Theme Park.
God, I so want to
ride it. Yeah, the line's been like 4 hours long.
It looks like it's going to be fantastic.
Dope.
As much as I've looked at, because they also released they opened Pandora over in Disney World, and I have seen seen videos that just, you know, show you the rides and whatnot and what everything looks like, but I am purposely staying away from that stuff for the Guardians of the Galaxy one because I know that we're going to be there
July. Yep.
Yeah. And I don't want to spoil it for myself because it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. What else? Game of Thrones season 7 trailer is dope.
But we're still...
That's next month.
Oh, that one's next month.
After my birthday, July 16th.
What comes out later this year, I'm thinking of?
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things, that's what it was.
Season 2. And Star Wars and Thor.
Yes.
But you were probably talking about...
I was talking about Stranger Things, though.
Yeah, you were.
Fuck you, Chive. Well, they got my hopes up. Hey, just in time for season 2 of Stranger Things, here's a recap of not recap, but here's the Easter eggs from season 1. Made me go look up when season 2 was because I thought it was so close.
It's like November 1st.
It's like November 1st, yeah.
Yeah.
That is not soon.
Nope. Nope, it's not. Not really. Not at all, actually. Oh, I did. So, after Alien Covenant came out, we were... Obviously, he spoiled it last week's episode. One of the guys at work was listening to it. He's like, he went and saw it with me one of the first time. He's like, we're talking about it. And I was like, yeah, man, have you ever seen like what an alien skull looks like with the crazy human face? He's like, what? He didn't realize that like that membrane decays away and it's got a human skull. And he's like, so I showed him these pictures. He's like, what the fuck? I was like, more terrifying now, right? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's way more terrifying. And know that that shit is human underneath.
I think it's on Dude, I Want That. Yeah, right there. The life-size alien head skull.
Yeah, that's is that the Sideshow one? No, that's
it's not
a Sideshow.
I don't think it is.
Sideshow has an alien bust that's pretty fucking cool. That one's pretty dope, though. That's super clear.
This one doesn't say where it's from.
That's dumb. How am I supposed to spend money on it if I don't know where to buy it?
Well, actually... Oh, no, it is Sideshow. This is the Sideshow
Boom.
One. For $1,799.99.
$1,800.
$1,800.
If you got a spare $1,800, go buy a super dope fucking Xenomorph bust from Sideshow Collectibles.
Let's see if they even still have it. Nope, still for pre-order.
Yeah, that one's the new one. There's another one that's like the upper, like shoulders ones too.
Well, no, this one in the Dude, I Want That article said that it was supposed to be released December 2017. Oh, yeah, that would be.
That's this year? Yeah.
That is this year.
Yeah. The one they previously had, they always have it at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Is like a shoulder head bust of the Xenomorph, and it's clear. That one's way more clear, though. Like
I love how that you can buy this on payment plans, $231.43 a month.
Yep, they'll let you, you know, buy whatever you want.
Goddamn sideshow, just fucking
making people poor.
Yeah, exactly.
I have some of their stuff, and that's...
Yeah, but you didn't pay $1,800 for it.
No, God, no.
No.
I'm not fucking rich.
I would like to own this as well. This is a fully functional pulse rifle.
How is it fully functional? Like it shoots bullets? Or is this mechanically functional?
It says fully functional.
Someone re-engineered a fucking gun?
The bolt works and the shotgun pump slides. But is it possible for something so flawless?
Probably can't fire. It's not made of material enough to actually take a bullet being shot from it without shattering your hands. I mean, not saying a gun engineer couldn't make a gun like that, but that probably isn't.
So it's fully functional in the sense that it
works like a gun
works
would.
Works like a gun would.
Just without shooting a projectile.
Like the one in the movie would, but it doesn't shoot projectiles. No. But the company does sell an airsoft version.
What?
Yeah.
I would totally shoot my friends with an airsoft version of a pulse rifle.
Yeah, but this version just that doesn't is $2,000.
Never mind. I wouldn't even let you near it. I would tell you to go fuck yourself. And that'd be the polite way I said it.
Good Lord, somebody has a... What the hell? Why is there one that's $9,000?
They actually made it work?
It's the Super Deluxe Replica.
Super Deluxe Replica for $5,000?
Well, this one actually has what looks to be 9mm shells next to it.
Interesting.
No, those aren't real. It actually doesn't look like a very good version. Yeah, it's because it's all stainless steel. That's why it's so expensive. Fuck that.
Sons of bitches. Got my hopes up. I was going to buy one. I'm just kidding. It's way too much. I don't have anywhere to put that shit.
I would want the airsoft version. That's what I was looking for. Of course, it's also probably $2,000.
Yeah, most likely. But it'd be dope.
Ooh, they sell the Lawgiver for $900.
Oh. Airsoft version or just a replica?
It just looks like the replica.
That's pretty dope. I spent fucking $500 on a lightsaber, so.
Yeah, you did, you nerd.
Thanks,
I'm sorry. That
came out truthfully?
Came out truthfully.
You're just a dick.
It's not like I don't own two lightsabers myself.
See?
But
you're a fucking nerd.
I don't own the versions that you do. Like, you have some of the...
I don't want to talk about that.
More fancy ones. I literally just have the Darth Vader, which is... Let's see, which one do I have? That one right there, the black one. And also...
Can you name all those?
No, I can't.
Fucking...
I am not that good.
Noob! Come on, you can take a guess at some of those.
Well, I know you have Yoda's sword right there, the short one.
Yep.
You have Luke... Vader. Well, it's Vader. It's Anakin's,
there you go.
But
okay.
It went to Luke.
Yeah.
You do have Luke's lightsaber, the top one. The bottom one I want to say is also, but it's the one of them is from.
You're close.
From a different movie.
Close.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan. Luke, Vader, Luke, Mace Windu, Yoda, Anakin / Luke.
Yeah. Okay. I have one
/ Ridley or /
I want to say I also
Ray.
Have that one. I want to say those two are the ones that I have.
Those are the most popular ones.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're both ones. That's the one that's also featured in episode 7 of Force Awakens.
Because
it was originally Anakin's. Yeah. So, boom.
Chocolaka.
You guys have no idea what we're talking about.
No, not at all. That was really off. Like,
there's some lightsabers hanging up on the walls in this
what
room.
Would be the most expensive prop that you would, how much would you spend on a movie prop and what would you would want that to be?
I mean, I'm not rich, because if it was like rich, I'd be like, I would own a Death Star.
I meant like now. I mean, like,
well, how much would I spend if I could find something I wanted?
Yeah, pretty much.
I would say probably $1,000 would be the most I'd spend.
That's what I was thinking of.
But it'd have to be something pretty fucking cool.
I would want, like, if I could
like
get...
Like Han Solo actually in carbonite. Not like Harrison Ford. Like the actual, like...
Yeah.
The cart, like the full-size Han Solo carbonite. Not a real Han Solo in carbonite, but the real Han Solo in carbonite.
Yeah.
One that would be fucking dope. Not that shitty fucking table people make. I want like a stand-up one with the lights on the
side.
Well,
you would want, because we're talking about movie props, yeah, you would want the actual prop from the movie.
That's the one I want.
$1,000 would be the same for me. I would want at least a section, the home section of the Stargate.
Okay.
Because I would always think it'd be pretty dope. You could literally build that into like an arch for like a, I mean, it'd be huge.
Yeah.
But it'd be like an arch for a doorway or something. In between two rooms in a house. It'd be dope.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Freak people out, start making noises. Like, oh, shit.
Lights up and everything.
Were you there the year they had the full-size, I'll say functional air quotes, Stargate set up?
Yeah.
At Comic-Con?
Yeah.
You hit the buttons and then it shows you different landscape.
And they had the, you could walk up and like sign up and you got the like, the, what was it, the lanyard for the Stargate? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
That was fun.
I was there.
I didn't do that because that line was stupid long. But yeah, it was cool to watch because it was all, and then like with the liquid would, and it would be like a different landscape behind it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it
was. There's only like five of them, but still it was pretty cool. I think that's it.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else
for this week. Yeah. So, comes actually, we are
Joe.
I am Cody. And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Yeah.